Hillary Clinton, Americans of conscience must stand against Trump deporting illegal alien accused of gang membership, domestic violence. By Olivia Rondo on April 17, 2025. Failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has thrown her support behind Kilmara Abrego Garcia, the accused MS-13 gang member and alleged domestic abuser who was deported to El Salvador by the Trump administration. Before the election, I warned that there is no safe haven under authoritarianism, the former Secretary of State wrote in a Wednesday X post. If they can ship Kilmara Abrego Garcia to a foreign prison, accused of no crime, with no trial, they can do it to anyone, Clinton continued. Americans of conscience must stand against this now. Abrego Garcia, 29, entered the United States illegally when he was 16 years old and has resided in Maryland with his wife, an American citizen, who accused him of physically abusing her in 2021. According to court documents shared online by the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Jennifer Vasquez Sura sought an order of protection after her husband allegedly punched and scratched her and ripped off her clothes. Vasquez Sura, an American citizen who has one child with Abrego Garcia and two from a previous relationship, responded to the publication of her allegations in a statement to Newsweek. After surviving domestic violence in a previous relationship, I acted out of caution following a disagreement with Kilmar by seeking a civil protective order, in case things escalated, she claimed. Things did not escalate, and I decided not to follow through with the civil court process. We were able to work through the situation privately as a family, including by going to counseling. Our marriage only grew stronger in the years that followed. No one is perfect, and no marriage is perfect, Vasquez Sura continued. But that is not a justification for ICE's action of abducting him and deporting him to a country where he was supposed to be protected from removal. Kilmar has always been a loving partner and father, and I will continue to stand by him and demand justice for him. On top of being an alleged abuser, DHS reported that Abrego Garcia was arrested with rolls of cash and drugs on him along with two other members of MS-13. Two judges found that he was a member of MS-13. That finding has not been disturbed, said DHS Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin. When arrested, he was wearing what is effectively MS-13's uniform. In October 2019, Abrego Garcia requested asylum in the United States and was denied by a federal immigration judge. But he was granted protection from deportation to El Salvador based on claims that he feared persecution from Barrio 18, a rival gang of MS-13. In March of this year, he was pulled over by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents near Baltimore and taken into custody, where he was mistakenly placed on a flight with hundreds of other deportees to El Salvador's Terrorism Confinement Center, Scott, prison. Clinton is not the only Democrat aligning herself with illegal migrants. Senator Chris Van Hollen, DMD, took time away from his job to travel to El Salvador this week to advocate for Abrego Garcia's release, Breitbart News reported. DHS slammed Van Hollen on X, accusing him of caring about an MS-13 gang member, human trafficker and illegal alien more than his constituents. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.